This is the story of Jingle Bells. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the Christmas chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. On the day before Christmas, the Bear family decided to go for a sleigh ride. Little did they know how exciting their ride would be. When Mama Bear and the two baby bears were all settled in the sleigh, Papa Bear cracked the whip. And off they went, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
"O'er the fields we go,"
shouted Papa Bear as the sleigh glided over the snowy ground. The baby bears sang Christmas carols and nibbled on cold plum pudding. It was a great day for a ride in a sleigh. As they raced down the hill towards town, the two baby bears were bouncing up and down, laughing all the way. Hubert Horse loved to pull the sleigh. He flicked his bobtail merrily, and the baby bears sang,
"Bells on the tail ring, they keep spirits bright."
As the bear family came to Rabbit Warren, a cozy little town, the rabbits and their friends came out to say hello.
"Come aboard,"
said Papa Bear.
"We're going for a ride."
Cuddly Bunny and his three bunny sisters hopped onto the sleigh. Patrick Pig and his friend Katie Kitten hopped in. Then Dennis Dog, Stuart Seal, and Richard Raccoon hopped in too.
"What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight,"
said Esmeralda Ostrich. She hopped aboard the sleigh and started to sing. She did not sing very well, but nobody minded because it was Christmas. Soon, they were all singing.
"Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh."
O'er the fields they went, wrapped up in their furs, when all of a sudden a voice said,
"Stop! Help!"
Who can it be? It was a man in a red suit and a white beard and big black boots and a sack over his shoulder. Santa Claus!
"Please help me,"
said Santa.
"I have no sleigh this year, and I'm too tired to walk anymore."
"What happened?"
asked Papa Bear.
"My reindeer all caught cold, and their mother has put them to bed."
"With bed socks and tea, I hope,"
said Mama Bear.
"Yes,"
said Santa, looking glum.
"Well, hop aboard. There's plenty of room,"
said Papa Bear. And Santa climbed aboard, sack and all. Soon, he was merrily singing with the others.
"Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh."
And so, for the first time, Santa made all his visits in a one-horse open sleigh. He brought a toy train for Tommy and a doll for Dora. He brought a rocking horse for Rupert and a boat for Bruce. When Santa's sack was empty, Santa and his helpers climbed into the sleigh. Papa Bear cracked his whip, and off they went to take Santa home. When they arrived at Santa's house, what a lovely surprise was waiting for them. Mrs. Santa had cooked a Christmas dinner with lots of turkey and plum pudding. She cooked special fish for Stuart Seal and Katie Kitten. And there were crunchy carrots for the rabbits and juicy corn for Patrick Pig. After dinner, they gathered around the biggest Christmas tree you ever saw. There were presents for all, and then there were balloons to blow and games to play. My, what a party! Before they left, they all went to see the six little reindeer all tucked up in bed and sniffling.
Merry Christmas!
They called. The reindeer sniffed.
Merry Christmas!
Then they all piled into the sled. Papa Bear and Mama Bear and two baby bears. Cuddly Bunny and his three bunny sisters. Patrick Pig. Katie Kitten. Dennis Dog. Stuart Seal. Richard Raccoon. And Esmeralda Ostrich. Papa Bear cracked his whip. And off they went in their one-horse open sleigh. And do you know the song they sang? Jingle bells.